Irvin enlisted in the Navy when he was 17 because he wanted to see the world. He was 17 when he was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma and then later transferred to mine laying school at Pearl Harbor. He was 17 on December 7th, 1941, when he stepped out of the mess hall and saw the faces of Japanese pilots as they dropped bombs on the crystal blue waters of Oahu. He was 17 when the ground at his feet was tilled with gunfire. He was 17 when he fired round after round from his rifle at the enemy planes roaring overhead. He was 17 when he pulled drenched and drowning men from the shattered remains of his battleship. I'm 17. It's nearly impossible for me to fathom what it was like to be at Pearl Harbor. I cannot imagine the fire that rained from the sky or the devastation that swept across the islands. But Irvin knew. He was still a teenager when he rose to the occasion, demonstrating courage and an unprecedented level of American grit in order to preserve our freedom. I first met Irvin when I was 7 years old. My parents were close friends with Irvin and his wife, and we often visited them on their ranch in the mountains. I didn't know him as that scared 17-year-old sailor. I knew Irvin as an old man. He was grizzled and hunched over and limped a little when he walked. But his face was lined with the memories of 80 years' worth of smiles, and his bright eyes were blue like the sea. Irvin wore a battered denim jacket that smelled of coffee and cattle, and I can hardly remember what his face looked like when he wasn't smiling. He told the most incredible stories about his life, and sometimes, just sometimes, I caught a glimpse of the scrawny teenaged sailor inside. I learned about American history from a man who lived it. Irvin told stories about his 11 wartime patrols on submarines in the Pacific. He told me about how, when enemy ships dropped depth charges from above, the subsailors couldn't make a sound and had to lie still in their bunks so the shock wouldn't knock them off their feet. Irvin told me about sinking a Japanese ship and then going back to pull British prisoners of war out of the oil-slicked sea. They hadn't known the POWs were aboard when they fired their torpedoes into the enemy ship. He told me about sinking the greatest Japanese battleship afloat, the Congo. That was payback for Pearl, he said. After World War II, Irvin transferred to the U.S. Navy Seabees. He served two tours in Vietnam and had a stint at an American embassy in war-torn Cambodia. But Irvin was so much more than the incredible life of service he lived. He was brave and strong and kind. He loved his country, and nothing made him more proud than seeing young men and women in uniform. Irvin passed away last July, but I am honored to have known him. He instilled in me the values of courage, patriotism, and honor. And I know that I will carry these values with me for the rest of my life. I am better for having met an American hero like Irvin. Irvin was my age when he lived through the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was my age when he stepped up to the challenges of war. Irvin, through his willingness to talk about history to young people like me, gave me the courage to do what is right, the strength to believe in myself, and the fortitude to know that I am capable of surviving anything. Irvin taught me that, though I am only 17, I can make a difference in this nation and in this world. Learning about Irvin's legacy of service and about the heroes of the past has changed me for the better. When young people remember the values of America's greatest generation, and we act on those values to make the world a better place, I am filled with hope for the future.